T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I like the idea of shopping small and shopping local. And this week on Inside Austin, I thought I'd highlight an iconic Austin business in South Austin. Peter Pan Mini Golf, not only an icon on the Austin skyline, it's a South Austin landmark. And it's been an Austin tradition institution since 1948. And not just a family tradition for those of us who go play mini golf at Peter Pan Mini Golf, but it's also a family business. And here to talk about Peter Pan Mini Golf is Julio Massad and his wife, Margaret Dismukes Massad. Guys, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
Now, before we talk about the history of Peter Pan Mini Golf, and I am interested, let's first talk about the present. According to your website, and I'm sure this is true, you are open. Is it normal business hours these days?
Well, we've adjusted the hours slightly from what we would normally be during this time of year. We've cut back the closing hours a little bit, down to 11. Typically on weekends, we're open until midnight or 1 a.m., but we close at 11 p.m., and we open at 9 a.m. So we've adjusted the hours slightly in light of recent circumstances.
Sure. And you are open 7 days a week?
We are. We're only closed on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day, and certainly weather permitting, obviously, we're outdoors. So if the weather acts up on us, we may have to close to clean the course. Otherwise, we're open every day.
And what about those extra precautions everybody's talking about these days?
Sure. So what we've done is we're being very conscientious about sanitizing our golf clubs and golf balls after every use. We've moved to a real contactless experience. So we've gone to credit and debit card payments, mobile card payments. Believe it or not, our business had been exclusively cash only for the entire 72 years of our existence. And recent circumstances essentially encouraged us to move to credit debit cards. So now we've maximized contactless. We require masks when folks come to the course and when they're not able to maintain social distance beyond their family unit that they're with. They bring their masks with them and they wear them. So we think we're taking pretty good precautions. And by the way, people are being very conscientious and very polite as they play.
And for anybody who hasn't visited yet Peter Pan Mini Golf, and we've got new Austin residents every day, how would you guys describe the facility? What is it for anybody who hasn't been?
Well, I would say in a short sentence, it's just very old school fun. I think a lot of times we all hear that a business must change and grow with the times to be successful. And for a lot of businesses, that is true. But I believe we have stayed as popular and continue to thrive because we haven't changed. We're still very old school, nothing fancy, nothing electronic. It's just old school fun. People just have this incredible nostalgia for old Austin, for the way things used to be. And I think that's a real attraction, that people generation after generation come to the same place. People that remember coming when they were kids or bringing their kids. So that's a big part of our culture. And I think we're part of that Keep Austin Weird culture. We're part of that. And so people enjoy that aspect of it.
Now, you're located on Barton Springs. I guess that's just east of Lamar. And you've got a big dinosaur. I guess he's a T-Rex kind of looming over the intersection there, over that McDonald's next door. What is the history behind that dinosaur? Does he have a name? How did he end up there?
Yeah, my father, Glenn Disney, the business was actually started by three brothers, but my dad was the artist of the group. Just as a hobby, it was never his primary vocation, but he began building those figures. And the two largest are Peter Pan and the T-Rex. That was just a hobby. He had an interest in dinosaurs, so he built a T-Rex. And so we're real proud of it. It's a really an Austin landmark there, that T-Rex and Peter Pan.
Now let's talk about the history of Peter Pan Mini Golf. You mentioned it was the three brothers. I guess it was your dad and his two brothers. What was on the site before they put the mini golf there? What was, and really, I guess, what did that part of Austin look like in 1948?
Well, I wasn't around yet, but I'm not terribly clear what was down there. It's interesting. They established a golf course there in 1948. It didn't look like today's golf course. It was called Varsity Links, and later it evolved into Peter Pan in the 60s. But before, I did go to the Austin History Center a few years, did a search, and their docents were not able to really find anything there of what was that site. So maybe some of the listeners will reach out to us that might have old photos or might know. I really don't know the history of that site before 1948.
Now, you grew up kind of at the mini golf. Did you work there as well growing up?
My brothers did. I never worked there. It's funny because it was never my dad's primary vocation. He and his brothers owned another business that was their primary. This was always on the side kind of thing. So yes, I grew up with Peter Pan, but honestly, no, I wasn't down there every day, never worked there. My brothers did, but it was always kind of a side business hobby for my dad and his brothers.
And you mentioned that your dad built the T-Rex and Peter Pan. Did he do all the art? And then who takes care of it now? Because I know you've got some new installations over the past couple of years.
That's right. Well, my dad built all the originals. He also did the course design. It originally was 18 holes. He did a complete course redesign and managed to get 36 holes on that little parcel of land. So that was quite an artistic feat. But, yes, he made all the originals. He made Peter Pan, the T-Rex, the whale, the pig. I mean, they're scattered all throughout the golf course. About 10 years ago, local artist Cheryl Latimer, who's also a native Austinite, just left a little note. She was there golfing, left a note at the clubhouse, hey, call me if you'd ever like to collaborate. And so Cheryl came on board, and she has been maintaining and painting and repairing and really just all around keeping up the figures. And she has added, as you mentioned, some amazing Cheryl Latimer originals. So we wouldn't be where we are today without her influence, too. So two artists working together that have never met, my dad, who passed away in 1998, and then Cheryl has taken on the reins in recent years.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Julio Massad and his wife, Margaret Dismukes Massad. They run Peter Pan Mini Golf. It's been in her family, I guess, since 1948, since it opened, right, Margaret?
That's correct. It's continuously family-owned since 1948.
And I guess you've got two courses there, east and west. Which course do you favor?
Oh, that's like asking me which is my favorite child. I really couldn't say that. I have such a, as you walk, it's just a joyful thing to see everything on both sides. The legend has it that the west side is more difficult, but I'm not sure if it really is or if that's just legend. But they each have a lot of really unique and fun things to enjoy. So I can't call a favorite on that one.
I'm guessing it's been a difficult year for small business owners. Is that also the case for Peter Pan Mini Golf?
Yes, we. Of course, spring break and springtime is our busiest season of the year. So yes, we did lose quite a bit there. Worked closed quite a few weeks, and we're still below normal, but we're in the process. Julio could speak better to that.
Certainly, we're hanging in there. We're behind where we normally would be, certainly, but that's okay. We're being prudent, and we're hanging in there, and we're confident we will bounce back. Folks are certainly glad to have us and love coming out to play. So
yeah, it's maybe one of the things people don't think about that you still can do. There's a lot of things in town you can't do. I guess, you know, the Barton Springs pool is closed. All the pools, I think, are closed. The green belts are closed, but you can still come out and play a round or even two of mini golf at Peter Pan Mini Golf, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're outdoors, and it lends itself fairly easily to really social distance when, you know, we have holes that are separated apart from each other. So it lends itself to the social distance. We're outdoors, and folks are very polite and conscientious. So absolutely, folks can come out and play.
Yeah, for anybody who's never been there, it's a great time. And really, the place is really Instagram worthy. So if you want to put some interesting pictures up on your social media, there's a lot of interesting things to see at Peter Pan Mini Golf there on Barton Springs. Now, what about birthday parties or team building? Do you guys do that there?
Oh, yeah. We've hosted more birthday parties than you can imagine. We've had engagements, first dates, a lot of corporate events. It's a great thing. People enjoy coming out with the people they work with for team building. We've had just about everything. We've had bachelor parties. There's always something going on there, and people enjoy the marquee. We'll put up birthday names or celebrations on the marquee, and so it's a fun experience.
And there's been some television and maybe even film production there at Peter Pan Mini Golf. Is that true?
Yes, we have had several things filmed there over the years. It lends itself really, really well.
Yeah, it's really, we're proud of that. We were humbled. There was the television show Friday Night Lights from a few years back. They filmed a segment there on a TV episode from Friday Night Lights a few years back. We've had some TV shoots, and we had a digital platform. They had a little mini golf tournament online that they stream through their digital media platform very recently, in very early March, and that was fun. We've got folks coming in. We've had, by the way, if I may, tourism publications call us pretty frequently. We had a group from Great Britain did some photo shoots and highlighted us on their online travel publication, the one from Germany. We had a photo shoot there from 111 places to see Austin. We're honored to be in that booklet as well, in terms of sites and landmarks, things to do in Austin. So we're hopping, and we love it.
But like you said, it's a very unique place in Austin. It's old school Austin. It's keeping it weird, and I'm glad to hear that you're still hanging on. Now, how can somebody find out more information if they want to book a party or find out about prices for a round of golf? Where can they find out more?
Sure thing. Well, we certainly have a website, peterpanminigolf.com. That's fairly up to date. It describes how to book our tables there for a party. Our email is manager@peterpanminigolf.com. We've got an online shop where folks can access through the website, as well as gear on site. So we're pretty good at checking our email, and we try, as you noted, we try and post on our Facebook and Instagram accounts fairly regularly, and a lot of folks post and tag us as well. So that's the way to stay informed of what we have going on at Peter Pan.
And again, you're open for business. You can social distance. If you want to get your kids out of the house, or maybe get your kids out of the tablet or off the phone, I think it's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. We've had, and I've been really happy seeing a lot of families up there. Especially early in the mornings, it's so much cooler, and seeing a lot of families coming out. And as Julio mentioned, people are by and large very respectful of one another, and have their mask with them and use it when they can't distance from others. But it's so far been a really great experience. We've had very positive feedback.
And guys, I found it on your website, and I didn't know this was the case. People, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but people are allowed to park up against the fence at McDonald's on the south side of the McDonald's parking lot, right? Over there by the bicycle sports shop.
Absolutely. That area, that is the overflow parking. We do have a fairly small parking lot, so you are exactly right.
But again, just the south by the fence there at the bicycle sports shop. I don't want to lead anybody astray.
That's exactly right. That's a very good point. That's exactly right. Because the other parking lots on that McDonald's lot, it is not our property. They can and have every right to tow or boot, and that's not our property. So you're absolutely right. That's very accurate what you just said.
There's plenty of signage down there also directing you where.
Well, with the last, say, 30 seconds or so we've got left in the segment, guys, I'll give you the last word. What is it you'd like to say to Central Texas and Austin about Peter Pan Mini Golf?
Oh, we'd love to have you come out. I don't think I mentioned that you are welcome to bring your drinks, BYOB, bring your coolers, enjoy them while you're playing around, or have a no glass. He's reminding me, no glass, please. But a lot of people enjoy sitting down at the picnic tables and visiting with their friends or family after a round. So it's a real comfortable, easy place to spend some fun, safe time.
And I found out on your website, also pet friendly.
It is pet friendly, absolutely. We do ask people to have their pets leashed and in control at all times, but we're glad to have well-behaved dogs anytime.
All right, that's Julio and Margaret Dismukes Massad. I appreciate you stopping by on Inside Austin and sharing the information about this iconic Austin landmark. Thanks, guys, for being on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.